Hello and welcome to the Philips podcast. This is Tom.
And my name is Andrea.
And we are from Philips Australia and New Zealand. And today we'd like to take you through some of the key elements of the Philips patient monitoring solution and how they can assist within the perioperative environment. So Philips recognises there's a number of challenges that people would like to address within the perioperative segment. And for example, some of those might be what you can do to ensure your patient stays safe throughout their entire stay in the hospital. How do we ensure that teams are working efficiently and easily with each other and their equipment? And how do we ensure technology helps enable more time with the patient and less time spent with the equipment? So I think the best place to start is to give you an introduction to the Philips patient monitoring solution. So at the heart of the Philips patient monitoring solution is the IntelliVue X3. So this is a small transport monitor which offers uninterrupted patient monitoring at the bedside and during patient transport. So when this is connected to a host monitor, such as an IntelliVue MX850, the X3 can deliver conventional diagnostic or derived 12-lead ECG, dual invasive pressure enabling up to 4 pressures, your choice of SpO2 technology, whether that's Philips Fast, Nellcor, or Masimo Rainbow Set. Also has the option to add a built-in mainstream CO2 and even a side stream CO2 via an external sensor. The IntelliVue 850 is our flagship bedside monitor, which you would have at bedside within the theatre. This offers a 22-inch widescreen full HD screen, which is able to display up to 16 waves and can be fully configured to display how you'd like it. Philips patient monitoring is vendor neutral as well, meaning that it will work with any other vendor's anaesthetic machine, giving you complete flexibility and choice around which anaesthetic machine you like to work with in your department. And behind the whole solution and capturing the data throughout the patient journey is the PIC-IX central station.
So in order to understand exactly how this solution works in practice, let's take you through an example of a patient journey through the perioperative space. So you have a patient that is admitted to hospital and is planned for surgery. So they're taken to the induction room where the patient's connected to our IntelliVue X3 monitor. So the patient's admitted onto that monitor and all that information is automatically sent to the EMR if you have it. The clinician looking after that patient selects pre-settings on the IntelliVue patient monitor for the planned surgery, and that means that the system is now ready to go and no adaptations are needed. The vital signs are captured by the patient monitor and are sent to the PIC-IX central station where they can be stored and can be reviewed later by clinicians. And they're also available on their EMR system.
So, Andrea, what benefit does that actually have in reality?
Yeah, good question, Tom. So I think that it means that admitting a patient is easy. It's the same way you admit wherever you are. It means that the patient is ready quickly for transfer to the OR, and all of these things together means that patient-wise, they're safe, supports patient safety.
Okay, so the patient is now ready for transport to the operating theatre. So the IntelliVue X3 is unplugged from the host monitor. It automatically turns into a standalone transport monitor, and the patient is ready for transport. So this effectively allows continuous monitoring with no data loss. It's a very efficient workflow and doesn't require any recabling at all.
Sounds good. Okay, so the next stage, so the patient has been on transport and the patient is now in the OR. So from the X3, data is wirelessly transferred to the PIC-IX central station. So the anaesthetist in the OR can see the patient's vital signs as the patient is on their way. This means that all that data is captured for the patient. There's no loss of data. It's a continuous monitoring record.
So when the patient actually arrives in the OR, the X3 is plugged into the host monitor and uploads patient data. All alarms and data from external devices, such as anaesthesia devices and infusion pumps, are integrated into the IntelliVue patient monitoring network using the IntelliBridge system. So this allows no data loss from devices connected to the patient, and it also accelerates the patient readiness for surgery.
Okay, so Philips offers a complete set of measurements dedicated to the anaesthetic space. Examples of those measurements are BIS, so your bispectral index, and NMT, neuromuscular transmission. We also provide, if needed, advanced measurements, and also we can provide clinical decision support tools. Some of these clinical decision support tools, which you might have seen if you have seen the Philips monitoring system, we have advanced event surveillance. And advanced event surveillance is a tool that allows multi-parameter alarming. So it combines parameters together to help focus on specific events. ST-MAP is another clinical decision support tool, and this is a graphical representation of ST changes. It's visualizing what's going on in a graphical form.
As well as these great clinical decision support tools, Philips is the world leader for connectivity within the hospital. At present, the IntelliBridge module can interface with over 60 external devices and is constantly being developed to extend its portfolio. This integration engine allows customers to connect to a host of third-party devices and systems, such as ventilators, anesthesia machines, incubators, and standalone measurement devices.
I'm sure you recognise that alarm fatigue is challenging in the clinical environment. Philips recognise this and have both software tools and clinical consultation to keep non-actionable alarms to a minimum. So how do we do this? We do it through a programme, an alarm management programme. So we start by assessing the noise and alarm signals and monitoring practices. We analyse the unit alarm settings. We then design a plan based on identified solutions and execute that plan by implementing those changes and measuring results while being assisted through change management.
So after a successful surgery, the patient is transferred to the recovery room or the PACU. When the X3 is connected to the bedside monitor, it uploads patient data acquired during induction and the OR to the recovery bedside monitor and the PIC-IX central station, including the demographic information. The patient's data is automatically available on the PIC-IX central station in the recovery room. This means that all information flows with the patient, so patient monitoring data and settings and the anaesthesia delivery machine data.
So the anaesthetist or any of the clinicians are able to access the relevant patient data from the PIC-IX central station and are also able to navigate to other applications with WebViewer. As well as that, the clinicians are able to attain additional data from the EMR and other systems. The physician can remotely view the patient's recovery and surgery monitoring data and determine if that patient is ready for discharge. Again, this is supporting the efficient, flexible workflow and transactions.
So after this, the patient is then transferred to the general ward and the data is available for research. This is enabled with Philips Data Warehouse Connect, which provides researchers with access to beat-to-beat patient waveforms, alerts, and parametric data through the SQL database. This means that data can be stored for the long term and for review of sentinel events. So in summary, patient monitoring from Philips can essentially provide care from arrival until discharge. And this specifically meets the needs of perioperative care, improves efficiency, easing clinician workflow, and providing seamless patient workflow. It provides a continuous patient record and supports high-quality patient management. Thank you for listening to this brief podcast around the Philips patient monitoring solutions. Hopefully you found it interesting. If you'd like to hear anything else about the Philips monitoring solutions or how they might be able to help you within your theatre environment, please reach out to your local Philips representative.
Thank you.
Hey, it's Juan Pablo here from the Philips Point of Care Ultrasound Division. I have seen the healthcare needs from the clinician and industry perspective. I am a former anaesthetic nurse and happen to be very passionate about healthcare, our company, and anaesthesia-dedicated solutions in particular. Philips is a leading health technology company focused on improving people's health and enabling better outcomes across the health continuum, from healthy living and prevention to diagnosis, treatment, and home care. Philips is celebrating 120 years. We have grown from producing the light bulb to becoming a healthcare company. Along the way, Philips has been the pioneer in manufacturing the cassette, CD, and even the air fryer. We're expanding the use of ultrasound through our unique combination of high-quality images and clinical information to provide the right answers to more people around the world. Because every patient matters, every image counts. Our PureWave crystal technology, present in the Spark, Affinity, CX50, and Epic range, allows 85% more efficiency and better penetration and image uniformity. The Lumify system, an Android and iOS Apple-based ultrasound, brings premium image quality and real-time collaboration with Reacts. The system is specifically designed for critical care and retrieval environments, with the longest-lasting battery life for handheld ultrasound devices, a no-subscription model, and the Philips after-sale support. Did you know that the Lumify allows for up to 8 hours of ongoing scanning without shutting down and compromising your image quality? Lumify has been a trusted partner before and during the COVID pandemic, touching the lives of over 14 million people in 100 different countries. In Australia and New Zealand, its high image quality has made it the handheld system of choice for hundreds of practitioners looking for exceptional cardiac, abdominal, and superficial applications. It is used in rheumatic heart disease screening projects such as Recadina in the Northern Territory, as well as a number of remote and metro hospitals and facilities. Philips is a solutions company, from Lumify to our Azurion Catheter Labs, Enterprise Solutions, and more. We're here to help. If you're interested in any Philips systems or would like to find out more, simply visit philips.com.au or Google Lumify Shop. We look forward to seeing you and supporting you in person next year. Stay safe and enjoy ANSCA 2021.